Saturday, September 28, 2019. This is The Better Life. I am your host, Timothy Lawson, along with my better half, Eric Rosenthal. Sir, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
It was a busy week at work, which is why we didn't have a regular episode this week. I just, working 12-hour days throughout the week and coming home just exhausted. We couldn't make it happen. We've been recording our conversations on our picks for the Circus Sports Million and putting up on Patreon. We thought, hey, maybe this might be a good opportunity to let our listeners hear what that content sounds like and give the listeners something to enjoy this week, just to whet their appetite just a little bit before we get back to our normal programming next week. So that's what we're doing here.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it. So we are, for those keeping score at home, we are 7-7-1 in the Circus Sports Million. That means we have 7.5 of the 15 total possible points. We're definitely not in the running for the quarter prize, not even close. We are, I think, still in hopeful range of there's still a lot of football to be played, and if we hit a couple 4-1s or even some 5-0s, we could get back into the year-long contest. So I feel like we're right on the bubble of the year-long hopefulness.
I tend to disagree. I think the big prize is already gone, and we just need to gear up for the second quarter, and that's it.
Okay. Well,
$143,750 is nothing to sneeze at.
No.
I'd have no problem if we took down a quarter and that was the best that we did.
Yeah, sure. So looking at the Circus put out they put out the lines every Thursday morning. If you're curious yourself, what is it? I found it via a different, circusports.com/million. Yep.
That's it.
Yep. So if you're ever curious what those lines are looking like, they also tweeted out, from their Twitter at Circus Sports. So, whether or not you're in, you're just curious what people are looking at. Let's look at the week 4. Point spreads.
We move into that. So when you just did the Twitter, you sounded like Mike Francesa. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's a huge radio sports talk show host in New York on WFAN. Can I get you to say back after this?
Back after this.
Yeah, that wasn't quite the same. Your Francesa was a little off the second time, but
okay.
you're a Lawson, not a Francesa. So.
Sure.
Good. Right. Carry on. Well done, sir.
All right, thank you. Packers and Eagles has already passed. I had the Eagles in a teaser, so I enjoyed that. Aaron Jones gets my second first touchdown score of the game prop, which is pretty good actually through four. I really only do the primetime games. I think last week I did some early games, but I usually only bother with the primetime games on that. Through the full 4 weeks and gotten two first touchdown score props is kind of fun. But did not get my other player prop to cash. I texted Gil Alexander. My friend Gil Alexander. Not to be mistaken any other Gil Alexander. We're talking about my friend Gil Alexander. Mm-hmm. I texted him in the middle of Sunday last week, and I was like, how can anybody watch a week of the NFL and then go into the next week with any sort of conviction on any game? Like, and of course, I'm not saying that I don't, right? I'm not saying it's impossible to experience that, but just when you're watching, when you go into a game and you have these feelings for how you think these games should or could go, and then so many things are different about that. It's so amazing how, as sports fans, as bettors, we can go into the next week, look at a line, and be like, ah, I like that one. You know what I mean?
Well, I still feel that way. I'm just wrong half the time.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I just think it's the going from the experience of winning or losing on Sunday, and then taking all of that jumbled information, and then going into the next week and feeling like we have an idea of what the next week's gonna how the next week's gonna go. It's just amazing. You know, Gil, and I've heard a number of other people on their programming say they think the Saints are the wrong team is favored in the Cowboys Saints games, and I'm not sure I agree. I'm not sure. I saw this game coming, and I was like, oh, here's my chance. here's the Cowboys and Saints. I'm staying away from this because for those of you that remember last year, I was pretty hell-bent on that Saints in a teaser was a no-lose proposition, and then they lost outright. But I don't know. I actually think the Cowboys, it's right for the Cowboys to be favored here, but, you know, what do I know? Either way, I probably want to stay away from that game.
Okay.
Do you feel strongly the other way?
It's not that I feel strongly the other way. I envisioned we'd have a charity bet going into that game.
Oh.
I kind of had it in mind. I'm going to let you pick your side. I'll take the other side and just make it a charity bet.
Okay.
We're gonna call this the annual Tim Lawson Lock of the Week guarantee charity bet. You didn't call it the Lock of the Week last time, but you definitely inferred it was up there.
I was sold that the Saints would not lose that game, and as 6.5 point favorites, teasing them down to a half a point. I had them in, I think, four different teasers. Like, I was that sold on them, and as everybody knows, it did not go my way. But I mean, it's tough to know how to handicap a football game when you are unaware that it's going to be that team's worst performance in the better part of a decade. Should we have a perennial charity bet on a Saints game? Is that what we're saying? Or when I feel strongly, when I'm like sold on something, I should communicate that to you when we can find a way to make that a charity bet. I'm trying to figure out which one of those you're queuing up.
Yeah, right. I mean, I refer to this as an annual. Do you envision doing this for years?
I mean, I plan on being your friend for years, so.
Oh, that's true. Okay. All right. That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. I'll agree to that one.
Okay. So, well, that's a relief. I've been super awkward. Okay. You were like, okay.
The clock is ticking on this friendship, man. You better make your pick. You know what? I think you should pick one Saints game a year.
Okay.
You can choose the game. I think it makes sense if it's a Saints Cowboys game.
Yeah.
But we don't get that every year. So.
Sure. So I think in honor of last year's incident, we'll call it. I think it is appropriate to make a spot here in the Saints Cowboys games. And I am going to take the Saints and the charity bet only because if I took the other side and the Saints won, I'd feel super stupid and super pissed off that they. That they fucked me twice. So I'm gonna take the Saints with the two and a half. Is that right? Is that where we're rolling?
Yeah, let's use the circle line. Yeah, 2.5. So you've got New Orleans plus 2.5.
Okay, very good. Bet.
And your charity?
Who will I roll with? I'm trying to be original and thinking of one that I haven't used yet, but with it being hurricane season and everything, I know I've mentioned them multiple times, but I'm rolling with Team Rubicon again. They're quite busy around the world right now with natural disasters, and they do good work. So rolling with Team Rubicon.
All right. And I'm going to be playing for The Mental Health Association of Maryland. I think it's a fine organization that needs as much support as they can get.
Okay. Very good. Let's actually find five picks here. How do you feel about the Colts? I keep on I took I put them in a bunch of teasers. I should say a bunch of teasers. I only have a few, two or three teasers going, but I think they're at least in two of my three teasers that I have rolling. The Raiders, like, their defense is good enough to keep the lackluster Raiders, I think, at bay. And I don't think the and I think that the Colts can definitely score on the Raiders, but do we think that they can clear a full 7 points?
I think it'll probably land at seven, but I think that is a solid maybe column.
Okay, solid maybe. Chiefs -6.5 almost looks too easy.
I'm going to keep picking them until
Yeah.
they, I mean, they didn't cover last week, but Kansas City's the top of my list.
By the way, and if people who've been paying attention know that I have that if there were to be a sort of Saints pick of last year that I went into the season having for a season long bet, would know that I am on Lions under 6.5. Their season win total was 6.5. I was strong on the under, and when I had made that bet, I did not think that they were going to beat both Chargers and the Eagles. So I am already two. I mean, I need them to only win four games now moving forward. I need them to go. I need them to go 6-10 the hard way almost. So, not. I'm not out of that bet obviously yet, but I don't feel great about it in the early runnings of the season. Hopefully, the Chiefs can start putting some some games in the loss column for the Lions. I'm with you. If you're cool, I like the Chiefs -6.5.
Lock it up.
Lock it up. I don't believe in the Chargers enough. So here's the thing. If I felt like the Dolphins had an offensive scheme that could score points confidently, I'd be all over the Dolphins. I think the Chargers are regressing harder this year than we thought they would, and I just don't see them. I can see this landing right around 14 or 17. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's going to be one of those, and it's a matter of if someone made or missed a field goal at some point.
Yeah, I'm not laying 15.5 points with San Diego to a high school team. That's,
Yeah.
The Chargers are clearly a much better team. 15.5, I can't do that. And I don't know if the Dolphins can score to take them. This is a stay away.
Yeah, agreed.
By the way, how funny would it be if the Chargers were the one team that the Dolphins beat all year?
I mean, it would be
That would just
so
be par for
Charger.
the course. Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
exactly.
I was really hoping that the Bucks were going to come into the circle line at 10, because I would like them at that number. I don't know, not getting the hook, not getting the right side of the hook there kind of bothers me. But do you have any thoughts or conviction on Rams and Bucks?
I'm on Tampa, but not enough to want to lock up a pick. I mean, I could put them in the maybe column also, but I like the Colts more than the Bucks at that line.
Okay. Bucks, another team that I have put into. Oh no, I guess not. I'm looking at my teasers. I haven't put anybody. I have not put them in my teasers yet. But if I do one more round of teasers or make one more teaser, the Bucks will be there. Broncos, Jaguars. I've heard people claiming that they're on the Broncos pretty confidently. I actually, when I first heard this line, I was like, I think Gardner Minshew is better than people are even giving him credit for in some successful play, successful in these first couple of weeks that he's been in. Do you have thoughts on either side?
I enjoy Minshew. I think this is a story that's going to keep going. I don't want to touch this game.
Yeah. And for anybody who's like hearing, like, man, this is taking a lot of get. I mean, I'm constantly going up. My eyes are going up and down this, and I'm like, nothing has jumped out. I mean, I think the Chiefs minus 6.5 was the only one where I was confident. Like, when I bring that up, Eric's going to be on board for it. But nothing else has like really calls to me enough. I mean, like Giants, Redskins. I think I like the Giants.
Yeah, so they're my number two pick this week.
Okay, let's do that then. Okay.
All right. Yeah, so if you don't have anything, I could go through my list then. So Giants minus 2.5 is the second pick. Lock that in. All right. I like Houston minus 4 at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the Panthers are better right now without Cam Newton. Is he coming back? Do we know? He's not.
He's not coming back right now, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm down with Texans. I'm down with laying the 4 at home.
All right. And I know there's been a lot of sharp money on Buffalo. And until I see New England lose, I'm going to keep backing them. I like the Patriots minus 7.
I think it's a push at worst. You know what I mean? I think the Bills could possibly keep this competitive enough for this to land on 7, but I would not trust the Bills to keep it within 6 or less. I'm with you.
Yeah. On the Patriots. Okay. Yeah. All right. So now we're at New England. Plus 7. All right.
I've heard chatter on the Seahawks Cardinals games. People, I've heard some strong leans towards the Seahawks. I will tell you, as a longtime Seahawks fans, this is exactly the game. This is exactly the type of game that could just land 3. That the Seahawks that a team prepares for them. I think the Cardinals have been looking at this game, trying to beat a division rival at home with their new quarterback. They could come out with some plays that maybe they haven't used yet. Unless you feel strongly either way, that's a stay away from me.
You know, the Seahawks are a team that I don't think I have ranked appropriately. If there's one team that, when we're kind of looking at the lines, the one team that I'm considerably off on every week is Seattle. So that tells me that there's something about my analysis that's wrong. So yeah, stay away is absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you talked me into Dallas. I know you said you want to stay away, but, I think you talked me into Dallas. I'm just going to throw that out there. If you still want to stay away, that's fine. I think we can go Kansas City, the Giants, Houston, New England, and the Colts.
So we added the Colts. So say those again.
Kansas City.
Roger.
New York Football Giants.
Yes.
Houston.
Houston.
New England.
New England.
Indianapolis.
We're laying chalk, huh?
We are chalk eaters. That's been our way.
It really has.
Yeah. We've been, I think, the most dogs we had was 2.
Yeah.
1 week. Yeah. Yeah, well, because the hook has been going that way.
If Bucks were 10, I'd be all over the Bucks, right?
If Saints were three, I would tell you to take the Saints.
Absolutely. Agreed. If it was Bills plus 7.5, I might.
I would take Buffalo.
Yeah,
But that's a
exactly. Yeah.
huge, huge half point.
Yeah. Even if it was Redskins 3, I don't know if I would take the other side, but it
I'd
would
stay away. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like I'm looking at the Baltimore Cleveland game, and the circle line sits at 6.5. If it went to 7, I'd have no problem taking Cleveland.
Right.
Yeah. Big half points.
Yeah. So, all right, very good. And
So
for
we're chalk eaters. That's all right.
I mean, we really
That's
are.
all right.
We are eating some chalk, but I think, in the, you have to take dogs as the, or you have to take numbers, or, man, it's early. It's been a long week. You have to take games, based on the number, right? Like you're not always betting on teams. A lot of times you're betting on numbers, and that's a lot of what goes into these picks. I don't know, looking at who the dogs are here, the Vikings is the only dog that I would, by the way, I definitely have the Vikings in a teaser. So for so many years in the NFL, the spread often doesn't matter, right? That's been the case for a handful of years now. And what I mean by that is the very rarely does the dog, I should say rarely, but less often than you would think, the dog doesn't win but still covers with the points. A lot of times you'll see
Yeah,
dogs just
you
win
kind of
outright.
help. Yeah.
Yeah. And when I'm looking at this, and so I was trying to think, I was trying to look at these lines through that lens, like, okay, if I don't like the number, do I like the dog enough to think they have the outright win? And the Vikings are the only, the Vikings and probably the Saints are probably the only two teams that I think where that might be the case. The rest of it, I mean, I don't think the Raiders are upsetting. I don't think, the Browns might upset, but I still think the Raiders are better than them, or the Ravens, I'm
Yeah,
sorry, better than them.
Washington could win. I mean, you get
Oh,
a
sure. Yeah,
right.
sure. Yeah.
Daniel Jones, his second game ever. If they actually, make adjustments based upon film and
I
seeing
just.
something different. Yeah, could you know.
It's true. By the way, I just recently, I shouldn't say just recently. I am a late adopter on NFL Red Zone. Boy, is that a dangerous program to watch. Because there's no built-in commercials, right? I'm so used to watching a game and then a commercial hits and like I go do something, like I go switch change laundry or whatever. Red Zone just keeps going and going and going. It's as someone who has an interest in so many different games, it's beautiful. And I'm describing a product that more that people are aware of, but very good. For anybody who's in the teaser game, if you need a little inspiration, here's I got a five team I'm rolling with. I got the Eagles up to 11. I got the Ravens down to 1, Colts down to 1, Chiefs down to 1. I did this earlier in the week. And then I got the Vikings up to I think up to 7, yeah, 7.5. And then I took the Colts, Vikings, and Saints, even though I do think that the at that line, I would lean Cowboys. I'm not taking either side straight up, but being able to tease the Saints through this 3 and the 7 at home, I think definitely has some value. And with the unders becoming a thing, I actually have a small teaser on a handful of unders, including the Patriots game, Colts, Seahawks, and the Ravens game. Do you tease? You don't tease. You t
I not as much as you. I do.
Right. Yeah.
I do. Far less effectively, as my straight bets are. But yeah, I do. I usually have one or two going into a week. I don't have very much in place yet. So where you try to get on the line early, that didn't happen this week. So
Yeah.
yeah, that's where we are.
Very well. Well, there it is. For those of you that are not those of you who aren't on our Patreon, this is a sort of discussion we put out each weekend, going over the picks and choosing a five that we're gonna submit for the Circus Sports Million. You can support the Better Life at patreon.com/thebetterlife. We appreciate everybody's support there, which we try to put this, we enjoy putting this content out on there. I just Eric the I drink and I or I drink and I throw things shirt has been sent out to everybody. I'm going to update the inventory on the website for anybody who is still interested in having one of those shirts, thebetterlife.us/merch. And you and I will hopefully be back by hopefully be back Wednesday.
Yeah, that should work.
We have a couple before we go. I will so a couple things did come in from some listeners, and I want to make sure they get an opportunity to hear their thoughts or questions addressed. Just a nice little something here from listener Doug. I followed your pod early on, and I thought the addition of Eric Rosenthal was great. I like his willingness to share his knowledge, his candor, and his disdain for soccer. The clincher was the past episode when he began to expound on Hydrox cookies. Where can I sign up for the Eric Rosenthal fan club? Keep the shows coming, and I'll keep listening. So thank you, Doug.
Oh, I appreciate that, Doug. Very kind of you.
We got a question here from listener Ryan. I have a question for Eric. Was hoping you could run it by him. Sure, I can do that. I was in Vegas a couple weekends ago. I had about 625K of coin in on VP. My host didn't comp me about $1,200 worth of charges. I had to pay about $675 at checkout. The reason she gave is because I dinged them for about 8,000. Is it normal for them to comp less if you win? I thought it was all about coin in and EDT. Thank you.
Okay. So it's not all about ADT, but that is generally where the conversation's going to start, and that's probably the question I would ask you. So the coin in, while 625,000 coin in is a very healthy amount, if you were playing a full pay game, you didn't generate an awful lot of theoretical even at 625,000. Usually the host is going to look at your theoretical and your actual. So it's very, very common to be able to get 10% of an actual loss. The fact that you won 8,000 means that you are ineligible from an actual perspective for the comp. Theoretical, depending on where you're going, generally you can get around 20% of your theoretical comped off. Some places go up to 30%, but knowing that it was video poker and knowing that you cycled 625,000, I'm going to assume you were on a full pay game. So if you're on a full pay game, your theoretical's not that high either. So a very low theoretical, even though that's a lot of coin in, added to you winning, I probably wouldn't have expected much to be taken off in the first place. It's easy to say that after the email said they didn't take anything off. If you were giving up a fraction of a percent, or maybe you were at a place where they're offering 100% plus games, I guess we need more information. I feel like all these emails end with me saying we need more information.
Yeah. Yet they
Yeah, and
keep coming in.
they keep coming in. Yeah, well, I guess every once in a while we'll give people a good answer. So 625,000, let's assume you were giving up a quarter of a percent. Yeah, so if you were giving up a quarter of a percent on a full pay game, you're looking at 1562 as being your theoretical. And if they were giving up 20% of that number, you could expect $312 to be comped off. So if this was a strip property, they might just not be willing to offer anything based upon numbers that low. That's the key here. Now, if you were not playing full pay, I don't know how you get to 600 plus thousand on a, larger negative EV game. I'm going to assume this is high denomination and very, very low house edge. They may look at what they offered to get you in also and take that off the top as well. So, who wrote this email? What's their name?
Ryan is their name.
All right, Ryan. Yeah, if you wouldn't mind replying back with what type of game you were playing, then I can, and also where this was. If you don't want to give property specific, just tell me if it was on strip or off, what general area. But the property, I guess, would be helpful. I'm
Okay.
not, yeah, I'm not shocked they didn't do anything for you.
Okay. One more. Hi, Tim and Eric. Really appreciate the work you guys put into the podcast. I spent a commute or two a week listening to your show. There's one question this latest episode about PointsBet brought up. In an episode not long ago, Eric said something about his business not being welcome at FanDuel, but now you said you wanted to withdraw PointsBet to deposit on FanDuel. What happened? Did I hear you wrong the first time? Thanks for reading.
Okay. Well, I love that somebody listens intently enough that they know that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's great. So, yeah, there was a hiccup with FanDuel that has been cleared up. They have no problem with my business now. In this particular case, we were going into a Thursday night game where there was an arbitrage opportunity, and I needed the number at FanDuel. So, I do not give a lot of action to FanDuel. I don't play there regularly. But since we're talking about it, yeah, that was the reason why I wanted the cash from the PointsBet account available as quickly as possible because there was a number that I wanted over at FanDuel.
Very good. Wonderful. Well, thank you to the listeners for writing in with those questions. I enjoy reading them and then relaying them to Eric for him to answer. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for your patience this week. Eric, always appreciate your time, and you and I will talk again in probably just a few days.
The pleasure is mine, Tim.
Always yours. I don't ever get to be pleased. I'm Timothy Lawson on behalf of Eric Rosenthal. Good night. Good luck.